Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick, and I'm your host. In this week's episode, I'm going to give you the top 10 things that happen when people are confused. Why am I doing this? Clarity is critical, and there's an absolute risk when people overcommunicate, they miss the point, or they're rambling and they're all over the place. Something bad happens. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here, that you found us. We're in the 8th season of Just Saying. If you've been here before, welcome back. I'm super happy that you're here. We're all here for the same reason, to be intentional communicators. When we communicate, we speak with impact. Good things happen. And we all realize that bad things do happen, but nobody thinks they're unclear. Everybody thinks, well, when I speak, everything makes sense. Well, I've been on the receiving end of that, and we know that that's not true. So that's what we're going to talk about this week is let's look at confusion for a second. Clarity is the value, but confusion is the reality. People get confused. But what happens? What is going on with people in that moment? And there's a number of things, and I'm going to hit top 10 of those things. Now, as we look at this problem, I want you to look at it from the perspective of you as the person who's being confused, not the person who's causing the confusion. We talked about that recently. And the issue there is the contributing factor. Okay, well, what, you know, are you even aware that you're doing this? You know, I've mentioned in my experience working with senior business leaders, government leaders, military leaders, all of them, without exception, think that they're being clear. They'll call a town hall, they'll get on a video conference, they'll issue some guidance, direction. And they walk away saying, nailed it. That was great. It was awesome. Everybody understood. And this week, we're going to focus on the other side of the aisle. Okay, you were just on the receiving of that. What bad things are happening to your audience when they get confused? And I've got 10 of them. And I would look at like, okay, well, what happened to the person who made that happen? It's probably a number of things. I would say at the top of the list, they didn't prepare. They didn't have any quiet time dedicated to thinking about you as the audience, thinking about your issues, your concerns, your wants, your needs, your current state, how overwhelmed you are with information. They probably didn't think about that. Didn't take any time. Too busy. They wear the badge of busyness. That would be a big reason. Maybe it's pride. I know I'm clear. I'm because it makes sense in my mind. It'll make sense in yours. And I can say whatever and you can piece it together on the fly. And everybody's going to understand. I talk to 10 people, 100, 1,000, and they'll all get it right away. Maybe it's a project that you're working on. Maybe it's an issue that you're trying to tackle. Maybe it's change management. Maybe there's a big change underway in the organization where you're trying to navigate from one reality to another that's significant. Maybe it's a personnel issue or personnel change. Maybe there's a new person coming in. Maybe we're moving people around on teams. Maybe the expectations have shifted. The organization wanted one thing and now they want something different. New goals, new objectives, could be a whole host of issues. Regardless of whatever the issue is, let's look at it from the standpoint of you in the moment that you're confused. And let's knock off a top 10 list of things that happen when you're confused. Okay, number one on that list is you have no idea what to do next. You walk away and you're like, okay, what were the action items? Was that on me? Do I need to do that? So you're uncertain of like what to do today, this afternoon, tomorrow, what I don't know what to do next. Number two, you're confused, so you do the wrong thing. Oh, I think I know what to do next. So I'm gonna do this. And it's actually not this, it's that. I need to talk to Peter. I need to call this person where it's really not, I need to write them a letter or develop a presentation, or I'm talking to the wrong person. And I make a mistake, and then I have to do rework. So I do the wrong thing, and I have to do it again. I come back, and I say, okay, I did this thing, and the person's like, that's not what I meant. It was this, you had to call this person. Okay, I didn't understand. Okay, so I'm going to call this person. So you do the wrong thing. You make a mistake. Number three, you're confused, so you stop paying attention. You start to tune out. And in the beginning, it's a little bit, maybe it's a slight tune out. Like you get a little distracted, you start thinking about your own life. what you can have for lunch. Maybe it's a word that a person just said that kind of clicked in your head and you started thinking about something related to that word, but it wasn't really related to what the person was talking to. You start tuning out. You start changing channels. You start drifting off. The term I've heard, which I love, is called in and out listening. You dial in, you dial out. You step in. It's the hokey pokey of listening, if you're familiar with that from years ago. So you stop paying attention, you tune out. Number four, you don't understand, but maybe you think that you do, which is even more risky. So you're confused. You're like, yeah, I understand what this person said, but you really truly don't understand. I think this is a very, very dangerous thing. People who are doing things that think they understand, but they actually don't understand. And oftentimes there's this moment where, like, do you have any questions? And you're like, no, I makes perfect sense to me, but you're confused, but you don't think that you are. You start executing and you're like, oh no, watch what happens next. That's number four. Number five, you just stop. You put the handbrake on, you stall, you pause, you wait. You wait it out. You're reluctant to move forward. I'm not really sure what to think about this thing, what to do, who to talk to, what task, what issue, what to do. So I'm just going to wait. Maybe if I sleep on it, it'll make sense for me in the morning. I'm not really sure. It's a big change management thing. And you're like, I don't know. Maybe I'll just wait for the next meeting and then it'll all kind of piece together. See, a stall. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. So I'll just wait for somebody to call me and tell me what to do. I pause. Number six, I ask the wrong questions, or maybe not at all. So when a person says, hey, you got any questions? You're like, oh, I'm good. Like, it makes sense to me, but I'm confused. I'm like, oh, is it, am I sure it makes sense? Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. So, and then you ask a question, I'm completely off. I'm afraid to ask a question even. Number seven on my list is that you feel very strongly that you can't relay or share the information. That I heard the joke, but I can't retell the joke. I heard the message, but I can't pass it along. I try and I botch it. There's only one person that could explain that, and I just can't. Like, that sounded so fancy and so amazing, but I can't really put words to it. Like, I know what you mean, but I can't explain it to the next person. Maybe the new person on my team and I'm trying to explain it to that person. I'm confused. I try to throw words at it, but I can't relay it. I can't share it. I can't disseminate it. I can't spread it. I feel like an ill-equipped messenger. I got the message, but I can't seem to find the address and the stamp to deliver it. Number eight, I start overcomplicating it myself. It sounded complicated to me, so I'm just going to add more complication on it. I play, business bingo, and I start throwing more acronyms and buzzwords and fancy words and streamline, optimize, whatever buzzword I could find to match the blah, blah, blah with blah, blah, blah. I'm in that moment of confusion where, like, all right, I'll just do my best to just throw words at it like spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. And I'm going to overcomplicate it. Number nine, I'm confused. And honestly, I just feel stupid. I feel lost. I feel frustrated. I feel tired. I feel like, what's wrong with me? Like, they just explained this thing to me and, like, I'm just in the middle of the weeds and I don't know what to think or feel. I'm just dumb. I don't, there's something wrong with me. I don't get this thing. The entire organization is doing this thing and I'm sitting here and I'm trying to piece it all together and it just, I know there's something wrong with me. Maybe I was just having a bad day. Maybe my IQ is not the right level. I just feel stupid. I'm frustrated by the whole thing. I'm not up to par here. And number 10, I'm confused. I start questioning people. I feel like I don't really trust you anymore. You know, every time you say something, it just doesn't make any sense. So I just stop believing you. You have no credibility, no trust. I don't know. I can't follow you. I doubt that what you're saying is actually actionable. intelligible, meaningful. It's just, bah, can't do it. And maybe that questioning of the person meets, see, I stopped following the person. Or if there's tension there. Confusion's a real thing. It is. In the world of communication, clarity is super valuable. Yes, that makes sense. Yes, I know what to do. Yes, I know what direction to go in. Yes, I know what questions to ask. But the reality is it's just missing a lot. Through over-communication, through lack of preparation, no way to prepare, no point of the whole thing, and you're overwhelmed by constant connectivity and constant communication toward this project that you're working on, or this issue that you're trying to grapple with or solve, this change management, or this shift of focus, these new people that you're working with, these new expectations and goals that you're trying to chase. You're just, honestly, you're just confused. You're saturated to the point where, like, I don't know what to think, what to do, what to feel, how to act, where to go, is a reality for a lot of people. And that admission is something that is very, very unlikely for a person to share. Yes, they may. They may raise their hand in a town hall meeting and ask the leader, I don't know what you're talking about. They're probably not going to say that, though. It's career limiting, at least. At least. It makes a person feel less than. Nobody likes to feel confused. And that's what happens. Those are the top 10 things that happen when people are confused. They don't know what to do. They make mistakes. They stop paying attention and tune out. They don't understand, or maybe think they do. They stop, they stall, they pause. They ask the wrong questions or not at all. They can't relay or share the information. They overcomplicate the information. They feel stupid. And then they question you. And they stop following. And when we go back to this issue, which is fairly common, there's this moment where you're like, any questions? You're like, no, I'm good. They're confused. The question is, how do you anticipate that? How do you avoid it? How do you address it when a person doesn't admit it? Because there's too much risk to do that. And that's what I want you to be thinking about, is this is what you feel like when you're confused. Imagine what it feels like when you're doing this to other people and you're the cause of it. Or the people that you work with that are the cause of it. You know, when I wrote the book Brief, I didn't write it because I didn't want people to communicate. I wrote it because I wanted people to be purposeful, on point, delivering a message that was going to be received, very easy to receive, amidst a lot of noise, a lot of information. And it's hard because people think the access and the ease of information makes that information disseminated and received. And it's like, no, we're creating chaos in this whole thing. And how do we clean it up? We need to. Confusion like this creates chaos in the workplace, where people are just spending hours and hours and hours doing stuff that nobody even knows. Clarity is what's the most valuable. Just remember this, like, think, say, do. Think. Enough time alone to process and prepare what's going to be delivered. I'm saying it with the intent of making it clear, concise, and easy to receive so that a person knows what to do in that order. And remember, I repeat, think it, think, say, do. Think about it and say it so somebody can do something. And always, always, always in that order. Just saying.